You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right now, we're back live at Citi Field, and we have special guest John Flaherty joining us from the YES Network. We're just talking about, John, 20 years with YES, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe it, Sal. It feels like it's just flown by. I retired in 06, and they put a microphone in my hand a couple of weeks later, interviewing Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, and Johnny Damon, and I get to do a Subway Series game today here at Citi Field, so pretty cool.
You'll be on the call for YES, Michael Kay, Paul O'Neill, so you got a three-man booth here, and the Yanks are going to need as much help as they can get. It's been rough. What'd you see up in Toronto with this ball club?
Well, they're starting to swing the bats better, but it's kind of been, one thing leading to another. They went through a stretch where they couldn't get a big hit with runners in scoring position. Now they're getting some hits in that department, and the pitching is struggling, especially the bullpen, which, you know, we always think that we always have seen Brian Cashman put together a great bullpen. It looked like it was in good shape at the beginning of the year, but guys like Luke Weaver, Devin Williams has been kind of erratic, so it's a storyline now that they're going to have to go get some arms at the deadline.
All right, so why do you think that's been the case with Weaver and Williams in particular?
Well, I think, you know, Weaver coming back from that injury, I think his location has not been great on his four-seam fastball, and he's a guy really who could dot it any time that he wants to, so that's been an issue. Devin Williams, I thought, got himself straightened out, and, you know, he made a proclamation that he's going to start calling his own game. He has been doing that with the pitch calm, but we saw that changeup get away from him up in Toronto, and, you know, the Yankees lost a tough one there, but you really need two or three rocks at the back end of your bullpen to feel like you have a chance to win every day.
You think not having defined roles for those guys is an impact at all?
I would say if we were talking about maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, maybe that would have been a conversation. But I think in today's game where, you know, you hear Aaron Boone talk about lanes and matchups and, you know, how these guys are going to be you know, thrown out of the bullpen in their best situations. I think they know that going in, whether that's going to be 3, 4, 5 in the order, 7, 8, 9 in the order, so they can prepare if that's going to be the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning.
You ever go bowling with Booney?
Never.
He seems to like these lanes. I mean, I don't know what's up with
he
that.
He does. Like, yeah, he Booney's really good, you know, and I played with Aaron for a couple of months when he got traded over the Yankees. He's really good at the baseball lingo, right? He'll give you the lanes. He'll give you everything that you need in your post-game pressers to keep us entertained in the studio.
All right, before we get to the bats, because I agree with you, the bats sort of come alive a little bit, which I think could be a good thing for them this weekend against a Mets team that's just ravaged with pitching injuries. Catcher. Ben Rice, I had a major issue. I have an issue with not playing guys in positions that they're good at. And Ben Rice, while he caught plenty in the minor leagues, my eyes tell me he's not ready to be a big league catcher, or he's not a big league catcher. Cost him a ball game, John. Like, you're on the road, a division opponent with a guy who you know is going to be tough to catch. From a catcher's perspective, What are you thinking when you see Ben Rice attempt to catch the way that he did the other day?
Well, I think your eyes are not deceiving you. I'm a big eye test guy, right? But in today's game with analytics and metrics, the position has changed so much from when I was behind the plate. When I was back there, Number one priority was working with the pitcher. Second priority was blocking the baseball. Third was probably going to be throwing the ball to second base, the running game. And fourth would be the framing and receiving the baseball. It's completely changed now that receiving and framing and stealing strikes is probably the number one priority. And, you know, when you talk to people around the Yankees, Tanner Swanson, their catching instructor, Ben Rice grades out pretty favorably with the metrics with his receiving. It doesn't look that way to me. I think he's done a great job working with the pitchers that he's been dealing with. But the framing and the throwing, or I'm sorry, the blocking and the throwing are two areas that have been exposed a little bit in his brief major league catching career. Now, was it the one knee stance that didn't enable him to get to that yanked changeup from Devin Williams? I'm not so sure, because as a catcher, you're expecting that ball to be on the left side of home plate. And it was yanked to the other side, so a little slow reacting. But it feels like they want to get that bat in the lineup, which you understand. But it feels like maybe we're forcing it a little bit behind the plate.
100%, that's what it feels like. Like, I'm not trying to pick on him, and maybe it wasn't just his fault. But I've watched baseball. You've played baseball. You were a big league catcher, okay? So it's different coming from you. But I watched baseball my whole life. I can tell if a guy knows how to block a ball or not. It's one thing if it gets by him. He clearly did not go at that the right way, and it cost him. And it's not just him. It's Escara as well. And by the way, I can't even get on Escara, because to your point, they're teaching him with the catcher's interference to a point where Boone says, well, certain guys we know are prone to it, certain guys aren't, meaning the catcher's interference, like, oh, you could get away with maybe extending the arm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit. The Yankees organization is teaching catcher's interference because it's still pitching.
Yeah, they're teaching to really get out there and get underneath the baseball and try to bring it back up to the strike zone. I understand all of that, but the catcher's interference just can't be part of the game. You know, you remember guys like Johnny Damon, you know, I would catch behind him and you say, okay, you got to worry because he'd really let that ball travel and get deep. But in today's game where the catchers are really going out there, really trying to extend that left arm, it's become an issue, and it's become an issue that has cost the Yankees some games.
Talk about John Flaherty, Yes Network. How about Anthony Volpe? What would you do here with Volpe?
Listen, you know, Anthony plays every day, and you respect that, and Aaron Boone runs him out there every day, but there are some points during the year when a player needs a day or two, right, to take a little bit of a break, whether it's a physical break, whether it's a mental break just to get away from things. We've seen hitters take 3 or 4 days just to work on their swing in the cage and then come back and be productive after that. You know, Anthony right now is having a down year. Defensively, he doesn't look like the same player. Offensively, got off to a great start and slowed down. And the running game for me, we thought he was going to be a 20-plus, maybe 30 stolen base guy. That's kind of gone away. So right now, you have to look at him and say he needs a big second half to kind of resurrect his year.
You think it's a confidence issue with him?
I think it's a confidence issue with any player when they're struggling. I don't care who you are. You know, maybe the only guy on the Yankees I would say wouldn't have that is Aaron Judge, because he's just incredibly different. But I don't care who you are. When you go through it, and Aaron Boone talks about the grind, your confidence takes a little bit of a hit. And to my point, there might be a day or two where you just take a deep breath, take a seat on the bench, watch the game, take a different perspective and regroup, and you're going to be back in there in a day or two.
Yanks bats starting to look a little bit better, even with getting swept in Toronto, still able to score a bunch of runs and still have other opportunities, mainly for Volpe, who's leaving guys all over the place on the base paths. The Mets are ravaged right now. I mean, their only starting pitcher going in these three games, as of now, Frankie Montas, who also hasn't been good, one good start, one bad one. Would you be surprised if the Yanks bats don't explode this weekend against a Mets depleted staff who today don't even have their A relievers available?
Yeah, you know, I talk about how good it looks on paper all the time, and I made this mistake in the studio last week when the A's came into town and J.P. Sears was pitching, and I said, it doesn't get any better than this. This guy gives up a ton of home runs, right? Yankees beat up on left-handed pitching, and J.P. Sears had a pretty good afternoon against the Yankees. So, yes, it looks like a good matchup for the weekend, but with that being said, you got to go out there and do it, and, you know, this Yankee lineup looks like it's back, but you need to see it for these three games.
Do you think the Mets pitch the Judge, or how would you approach it if you were an opponent facing Judge?
Well, I really respected Snyder up in Toronto. 5 intentional walks, and the reason I say I respect it is because he took the responsibility. I'm going to intentionally walk this guy in some big spots. Now, the spot that he didn't do it, it cost him a 2-run home run. I've been saying this for the last couple of years that they're just not going to pitch to him anymore, but I'm wrong because they continue to pitch to him. And again, I don't know if it's analytics, metrics, all of this stuff, but teams are aggressive pitching to Aaron Judge, and when they do that, boy, he makes them pay.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. For two years,
like, I've said this many times on Baseball Night New York or on the radio show here, like, if you pitch to Aaron Judge, you need your head examined. It doesn't make any sense. Now, with that being said, even the best players, and Judge, let's say he fails every 6.5 times out of the 10 at the plate, but still, John, you come up in a big spot, you're pitching to this guy, Judge, why? Why let anybody else beat you? He's going to make you pay more often than not.
Yeah, I know this was a long time ago, but there would always be one hitter in the lineup that we would target and say, this guy is not going to beat us for these 3 or 4 games. And whether it's intentionally walking them or just pitching around them, you know, my buddy David Cohen talks all the time about he would pick out matchups in a lineup that he would want and matchups he would pitch around. I just don't understand why everybody just keeps coming at Aaron Judge. I know it's a high velocity game, a high power game with the fastball, and they feel like they can challenge him, but he's just graduated to the next level right now that if he gets any pitch to hit, he's going to do some damage.
You know, you bring up Coney, Subway Series, I'd say 98, 99-ish, Shea Stadium. I was there looking at the Yankees bus coming in the back field, whatever it was, yeah. And I was, you know, letting some of the Yankees have it, like Jeter, you know, Soho, whatever it may be. I forget the exact year. And Coney, a former Met, he gave me the finger.
Did he?
He did. Now, he was a Yankee at the time.
Yeah.
But he was a former Met. I'm thinking, Coney, not you. I was ripping all these other guys.
Everybody else.
Yeah, it was a quick Subway Series story there with David Cohen. All right. Also on catcher, Austin Wells. What do you think? Spin the. Yeah, I was expecting Austin Wells to be. Yeah, he still could be 30 home run guy, whatever, close to that, I guess. But I was expecting him to be an all-star catcher this year. What have you seen from Austin Wells?
Yeah, first of all, let's go back to last year. Being a rookie and leading a pitching staff into the World Series is quite an accomplishment. I think he's very accomplished at calling a game and working with the staff. I feel like his defense maybe has taken a little step backwards this year than last year. I was very impressed with what I saw last year, but he has a reputation, and we've seen this as being an RBI guy, a run producer, right? The batting average is not quite where we want it to be, but you still feel good about his at-bats when you have a runner in scoring position. That hasn't changed for me. I'm a little concerned with this catching finger that he's been missing a couple of days with, a lack of circulation in the index finger, and I don't quite understand it because I would always get the damage more in my thumb and my hand than the index finger. So it's something that I think maybe receiving-wise is a little curious to me, but he needs to get back in the lineup. We talked about Ben Rice before, where he's your starting catcher. He should be playing 5-6 days a week, getting those at bats, and I think you'd see the numbers right where you wanted them to be.
You know, John, we're talking with John Flaherty, Yes Network. That's part of my issue with this Yankee team. I still think they're good. I still think they're going to be fine. Generally, they are, which is why they get away with it. But I hold them to a higher standard, and I still can't understand how they have guys playing out of position or a spot where, hey, good luck getting Judge, Stanton, Rice, Wells, like all their bats, Goldschmidt, how are they going to get their bats? Yeah, Bellinger. Like, how are you going to get all your best bats, Dominguez now, Grisham, who's on fire to start the year? Like, yeah, okay, they worked themselves out, but the way that they're built, Stanton being a roadblock, Ben Rice not having a position, you have two DHs right there. Goldschmidt, okay, you want him at first base. He's coming down a little bit. Can you play Rice there a little bit? Sure, I guess. The outfield, there's a logjam. Like, everybody says, good problem to have. Is it? I mean, the way that they're built, it doesn't seem like Boone can get the best bats in there on a consistent basis.
It is a challenge, and again, I go to Austin Wells behind the plate. Like, if you're a starting catcher, you expect to be in there 5-6 days a week, and I was a backup to Jorge Posada, I would know at the beginning of the week what game I was playing, so we could both prepare and get ready for our jobs. And I feel like right now, I'm sure there's an open line of communication with Aaron and all of his players about what he sees moving forward. But boy, when you have at bats and you got it rolling, you want to be rolling out there 5-6 days a week at least. And we're seeing it with Dominguez now, who's really, really turned the corner offensively. We're not talking about his defense anymore. You love the speed on the bases. So he's kind of graduating to the next level before our eyes.
What about the idea of playing your best second baseman at third base?
I don't think it's any secret that they're going to be looking at the third base position at the trade deadline and probably move Jazz back to second base. But again, this goes back to the roster that Aaron Boone has to deal with right now. There are question marks every day on who's going to be in there, what do the matchups look like, and defensively, is this going to be your best defensive ball club with a guy like Stroman on the mound this afternoon?
Starting pitching has been terrific for the most part. Freed, Rodon, we'll see them in this series. Obviously, Stroman going today. The Clark Schmidt injury. He's on the IL here. He's been off injured, right forearm, tightness there. How concerned are you with that?
Well, I think you have to be concerned anytime you hear a forearm, but then you start thinking about Clark Schmidt and the type of pitcher that he is. He gets elite spin on all of his breaking balls, the knuckle curve, the slider, the cutter. That's a lot of torque on the arm, on the elbow. So, yeah, you have to be concerned about that. You know, Freed and Rodon have been amazing, and Will Warren is a young pitcher who shows it to you, and then he has a night like he had up in Toronto where it got away from him. So the bullpen, there's some question marks, and now the back end of the rotation, some question marks as well.
All right, give me the two biggest needs then for the Yanks ahead of the deadline.
Well, third base, I think get a third baseman with a little bit of pop so you can move Jazz back to second, get a couple of relievers at the back end or middle to the back end of the bullpen, and I think everything else will fall into place.
So you wouldn't worry about starter? They'll figure it out. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I mean,
coming back.
Yeah, Heel should be coming back. I mean, but I always look at it like who's going to be your starting rotation in a postseason series, and you feel good about the guys that you have right now, right, with Freed and Rodon. And if you get Heel back, you know, Will Warren, is he a 4 or 5? I don't know what it's going to look like, but we know, you know, when you're a Yankee player and you play for Brian Cashman and the Steinbrenner family, they're going to go out there and do some things. So they're definitely going to be a different ball club after the deadline.
Three-man booth with Kay and O'Neill. Going to be tough to get a word in there. No?
It is. I'm going to take a seat back. I've always known my role in my playing career and my broadcasting career. Today, my role, take a seat in the back and just watch for a little bit, take it all in, and maybe make a point or two and don't embarrass myself.
You've done some play-by-play, right?
I have, yeah.
And what do you think?
It's terrifying because it's completely different. I have a whole new respect for it. So as an analyst, you watch the play, you digest it, and you figure out what you want to say. As a play-by-play guy, you have to be on top of it. And I've made some mistakes in Colorado especially. And I did a 3-game series with Jeff Nelson in Colorado this year. We got out of it, and we still have our job. So I felt like that was a success. But play-by-play is the real deal, man. It's not easy.
Just don't read social media afterward.
Oh, no. We've eliminated that. We have the account, but we don't read it. We do a good job staying away from it.
John, send my best to Kay and O'Neill and Meredith as well. John Flaherty, check him out on the Yes broadcast. They'll have all 3 games, Subway Series games this weekend right here at Citi Field.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.